Well, y'all have your Bibles? Are you ready to increase? You know there's no end to this? There's no end to increase. It's like, how much money can you have? Well, you can always have more, right? I guess, until you own it all, and then you'll just have to go to heaven. And that might be just the way it ends up. Hallelujah. Earth just can't contain you anymore. The kings drove them out of the country before, drove Abraham and Lot out. They said, we can't have you here. Go somewhere else. You're too big for our country. That's okay. God's given me a country anyway, and it's not here. See you later. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. You guys awake? Because I'm going to let you have it, just because I feel like it. No. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to start something here. You all right with us? Like you're always starting something. Yeah, we're going to start something. Did you put it up there? Yeah, you did. Believing God. Now, what do you think of that? Yes. Believing God, number one. You think we're going to be done with that tonight? Yep, I believed God. It's all over now. No, we can increase in this to a huge degree. This is like a vast ocean of a subject. You can just dive in and swim around it, in it, if you want. Believing God. Now, sometimes I'll pick subjects. I picked it from the leading of the Lord, I believe. But I like it when he gives me a subject that I'm excited about, because I know I get to learn something from it. And I can increase in believing God. Do we want to increase in believing God? Is there any benefit in believing God? Everything we have hinges on our believing God, and he is the Word. So to increase in this is huge. Can you increase in believing God for finances? Specifically, we're talking about believing God for healing. Can we increase in that? Is there an end to it? No, it's an increasing thing. And we can increase to where we're just something else. And people say that, well, you're something else. Yes, I am. Thank you very much. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Mark 9:23. Now, let's pray. You ready? I'm serious about this prayer thing. What are we going to pray for? Just because it's the time in the service to pray. All I guarantee you, I'm not praying that. I'm up here, God, if you don't show up, I've had it. Because my notes aren't really that good. But if God shows up, then I find a flow of the Spirit, and you're finding a flow of the Spirit. You ever try to preach to a wall? There's not much of a flow there, if you know what I mean. But if you're believing God and I'm believing God, then he shows up and we're all happy, and you get something out of it and I get something out of it, and we all go home saying, well, that was good. I'm glad I went. That's why we pray before we read this, because we are believing through that prayer that God is going to get involved right now. Everybody say, right now. Jesus said, when you pray, believe you receive. When you pray, believe that 5 years from now, you will have whatever you pray. No, believe you receive right now. So when we pray, we're going to believe that God shows up and hears our prayer, and then we have what we prayed. If I don't do that, I should just sit down. Maybe you should sit down, brother. Maybe. But I won't have to after I pray. Hallelujah. Ready? Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Father, we're beginning on a journey here, a journey of faith that goes deep into your heart, deep into your word, deep into your glory, and it never ends from our viewpoint. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you that it is so deep, so wonderful, so beautiful. We bathe in your presence and in the word of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for being here. thank you for teaching us and guiding us and counseling us and speaking to us beyond what we can ask or think. Holy Ghost, we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, that worked. Are you ready? Believing God. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. What are all things possible to? Him that believes. All things are possible for you. Well, it's impossible for me. That could never happen in my life. The doctor said so. And I got more than three opinions. And they all said the same thing. And your accountant, he said the same thing. Well, you can't do that. You can't retire when you're 52. All things are possible to him that believes. All things. Did he qualify this? He should have. He should have said, well, all things except malaria. Malaria is tough this time of year. God really can't do that. Or especially when there's inflation or some type of, economy downturn. God can't do it. No, all things are, all things, everybody say all things are possible to him that believes. So what's the key here? Being a him. No, it's being, believing is the key. Now, would Jesus have said that if it wasn't possible for him to believe something? Did this man have the capacity to believe for what he needed? Do you have the capacity to believe for everything that you need? God would be unjust to say that, to write it in his book. All things are possible, Rich. Too bad that you can't believe. That's what he should have said then. Because right here, he's just taking the lid off a big can of worms. Because he's telling me, you get this fanatical, though, he's telling me that if I can believe for it, all things are possible to me. If I can believe. Well, that's the problem, brother. How do I believe? Well, I'm going to show you. That's what we're here for. And this isn't, this isn't beyond you. And that's what I'm trying to say here. It's not beyond you to believe way for all things. This is within your capacity. You know where it's not with, and this is getting ahead of myself. Do you know where it's not within your capacity? In your head. Your head can't believe anything. It barely believes. What does it say? It says, I don't believe it. I can't believe that. Did you see that? I don't believe it. Price of corn jumped $400 in just one day. I don't believe it. But your mind doesn't understand. Your mind has to understand things. Otherwise, it doesn't believe it. Besides, it can't believe. Faith is of the spirit realm. It's not of the mental realm. This is why Thomas, he was in his head. I won't believe it till I can see it, touch it, and feel it. And then I'll believe it. Where's faith come? It comes in the spirit. It's spiritual. And you can believe things in your spirit with doubt in your head, and it'll still come to pass. I've done it. Time and time again. And if you learn to do this, and this is why we're doing this, we're learning how to believe God. Not believe that you see what when it comes to pass, you still won't believe it. I guarantee you, you believe for something supernatural, you lay hands on somebody, and the crippled man gets up and walks. You know what your head is going to still say? I don't believe it. Right? And it's still going to try to figure out some way, and it's also going to say, well, he's probably going to be crippled as soon as he gets out the door. Why? Because your head doesn't understand faith. It's not of the same realm. It's like smelling with your ear. Things don't smell bad with your ear. Something can be really smelly and you're like, doesn't sound bad. Faith is spiritual. And the problem is people are in their head with the circumstances and the situations. They're trying to think of how it could possibly come to pass. Get it out of your head. The best thing to do is pray in tongues. I'll give you this little illustration. This was when I was brand new believer. I quit my job and went to a Kenneth Copeland convention. My father said, "You're an idiot." And he's probably right. I probably was. You don't quit your job and go, but I did, okay? I was young and stupid. And I didn't have any money. And I believe, and it was miraculous every time I got, you know, I got up, found a guy and we rode down there. The end of the story is he ended up giving me his car when we left. So I was driving home in an old Cadillac. On the way, never had a car before. It was my first car. God gave it to me. God's been giving me cars ever since. Hallelujah. But I wanted the tapes because these people were saying things that I'd never heard. Charles Capps saying things that I'd never heard before, and it was affecting me on the inside. And I remember putting all kinds of things in the offering plates. Came by, I didn't have any money. I put my Apple in there. I put my highlighters in there. And when I wanted to highlight something, I'd borrow it from the neighbor. I would have put his in there, if you know. But I believed God for the tape because they were preaching on Mark 11:23. You can have what you say. If you doubt not in your heart, believe what you say, it comes to pass. So I walked up in the line in the tapes back then. They were expensive to me. I mean, anything's expensive if you don't have any money, right? So they're probably like $35 or something for the full set of tapes. So I'm up in the line like I'm going to buy something. Everybody else is, you know, picking out their CDs and putting their money out. That's what I want. That's what I want. So I walk up in the line and I look at those tapes, a big box there. They weren't even full yet because, you know, it wasn't over. And so so I walk up to it and I'm going to do what the word said to do. And I pointed at him. I said, "In Jesus' name, you come to me." And then what's your head say immediately right after that? Your head's like, "You're an idiot." Well, these people looking at you, they're like, "Well, you going to pay for it or not?" And so what I did, and I learned this right then and there, I shut my head off and I just started speaking in tongues. What's the first thing that happens when you speak in tongues? You disengage your mind. Your mind's like, which is good. Then it shuts up. Because otherwise it's going to want to sit there and tell you how stupid you just looked. The next day, in the morning service, Jerry Savelle stands up, right about ready to preach, and he goes, "God just spoke to me. He said to give the tapes to the first 10 people that are up here." Well, I'm on the front row. So I stood up, and I'm like, "Hello." Right? So I walked home with the tapes and a Cadillac. Hallelujah. And all I sold was apples and highlighters. But the whole point of that story was so that you could see that it has nothing to do with your head. It was I was feeding on the word, and then I applied the word just out of obedience, and I believed it when I said it, and then shut my head off. You can't do it in the natural. You can't do it with your head. It's a spiritual thing. And if you learn this lesson, you can have doubt in your head. Your head's always going to doubt until your mind is completely renewed and you cross over to the other side. Right? But you can believe God and apply the supernatural things of the Word of God to your circumstances and do what God said and believe God and have it manifest with doubt in your head. Does that make sense? Because it's not a spiritual thing. Your mind is not spiritual. Your mind is mental. And nowhere in the Word does God say his Word is mental. It says his Word is spiritual. Spirit and truth and spirit and life. And they're all spiritual forces. Hallelujah. And faith is a spiritual force that you use in the spiritual realm. That's how come you can believe something that you don't see or don't even understand. "Well, I don't understand how God's going to get it to me." Exactly. And it doesn't matter. That's not your job. All right, let's continue on here. So, he said right here that all things are possible to him that believes. All things, Lynn, except for, no, all things. And that's just a radical statement. This Jesus guy, he was a radical dude walking around saying statements like that. He's your Lord. He said it to you. This is God speaking to you. All things are possible to you, and you have the capacity. I really want you to get a hold of that. You have the spiritual capacity to believe all things. Nothing's being withheld from you. But it's spiritual, and you're only limited if you try to engage that with your head. Just renew your mind and tell it to shut up sometimes. Right? Sit there and blah, 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 you silly. Just tell it to shut up for a change. Well, that's not being nice to your mind. I don't care. it's gonna go in this direction or else. Hallelujah. All right, turn with me to Hebrews 11:6. This is all foundation stuff. We may go here again. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Does this excite any of you? Is this something you want to grab on and understand? If we can do this, all things are possible to you. Everything from God comes through this same place, this same realm. The more we understand this, the better we function here, what we're talking about, the better and more powerful we will be in the earth and in the kingdom of God. We don't have to sit on the back row. You go to heaven, you know, people, well, I just want my little shack on the outskirts of heaven, and I'll sit in the far back seat trying to, you know, false humility. No, you want to be right up front, right next to the microphone. Well, I don't believe I could do it. See, that's your head. That's not the real you. The real you is supernatural, created in the image of God. We can just see each other how we really are, filled with faith and power. Glory be to God. You're a light being. Nothing is impossible. Come on, people. Nothing is impossible to you. Can I walk through that wall? I guess so. He should have said, well, except for walking on water. That was my trick. That was my trick to show you how super spiritual I am, is walking on water. He didn't even want people to see him do it. He tried to get away from them. Right? They thought he was a ghost. He's trying to go past them. Why? Because he didn't want their unbelief in that boat sitting there toiling all night long. He's like, oh, brother, if I hide behind these waves over here, they won't see me and I'll keep going. Everything except walking on water is available to you. Everything except multiplying loaves and fishes is available. Everything. This is not what he said. He said all things are possible to you who believes. What part of you? And I'm going to go here. You guys are just ahead of the boat here. It's like I'm preaching to people who know what I'm saying. I mean, if I was preaching in church where they're like, what did you just say? I wouldn't be able to say this next statement. What part of you is him that believes? The spirit man, the spiritual part of you. That's who he was talking to. That's the part of you that believes. I believe it. You're a believer. You're created a believer. That's who you are. You believe God. Right? Hallelujah. Nothing's impossible to you. To you. Nothing. Now your head, on the other hand, that might give you a problem. That's where people miss it when they're trying to walk on water. That's where Peter missed it. I don't know why I'm on this topic. That's where Peter missed it. He looked at the wind and the waves, and he feared. He was walking on the water on one word. Jesus said, come. One word. One word of God will change your life. And if you can walk on that word, you'll be walking above supernaturally. He had no business being out there except the word of God. He's walking on top of the water. And then he engaged his mind with the wind and the waves. He's like, ah, what am I doing out here? And he began to sink. So when you get out there, don't look around too much. Right? Praying tongues, exactly. Poor Peter couldn't do that at the time. Hallelujah. Did you find it yet? Hebrews 11:6. But Christ being come... Wait a minute, I'm not in the right place. I didn't find it yet. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This is a mouthful, people. He who comes to God. Once again, we made the illustration that it was the spirit part of man that believes. What part of man comes to God? Your mind? Your spirit man. And I'll establish this more thoroughly in a little bit here. But that's the part of you. He that comes to God must believe that he is. And I already said, you do that. That's your nature. You believe God is, or you wouldn't be here tonight. Don't you believe God is? Do you? And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, do you believe that?
Yes.
I'm telling you, your spirit man does. Your head may have problems with it, but your spirit man believes that he's going to reward you when you seek him. And what is that word right before seek him? Diligently. You have to believe that he's going to reward you when you diligently see. Why do you have to put that in there? If he just said seek him, we would have all been all right. We don't have to be diligent about it. So there's something here that he's talking about we have to be diligent about for believing and receiving the reward that we believe God has. Do we believe God is able? And everybody would say that in their mind. Yes, God is able. But is he going to reward you with that thing you think he's able to do if you're diligently seeking him? That's what I'm telling you, you have the capacity to believe for this. All things are possible to him that believes. All right? Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And once again, if God put this in his Bible and he said that we couldn't do this, he would be unjust for putting it in there. You can't please me because you can't have faith. And you can't believe that I'm going to reward you when you diligently seek me. That would just be mean, right? But he didn't say that. By him saying this alone means you have the capacity within you to do it. And your faith is going to rise to that level. I'll tell you, that's why it's a good thing you're here. Your faith grows as you're hearing these things. Some people have never heard that. I have the capacity to believe God for all things. Yeah, you're born for it. You're hardwired for this. This is why you have that desire in you to go farther. Because that's what's in you. It's saying, I need something more. That's your inner man driving you to believe for the best that God has. Supernatural everything. People drive by your house and it looks like it's lit up. And you haven't even plugged anything in. Glory be to God. I'm serious. They thought it was on fire on the day of Pentecost, didn't they? I've heard stories of Azusa Street and stuff. The fire trucks would be called. They'd come, they surround the building, they go, well, we thought this place was on fire. But it was the glory of God. Well, that's just for those people in that day and time. Really? All things. You have the capacity, Rich, for all things that God has for you. All of them. But it's spiritual, and we're going to have to wrap our head around it or just lay it aside. I'm telling you, that's a trick. You think there's any tricks? Absolutely. Tricks of the trade. And we're going to learn them how to believe God. Right? What do you care? You pull the tricks. God shows you his tricks in his book. He shows you how to do it. And then when you learn to do it, you get the result. Who's going to blame you for using the techniques that he showed you to use? Nobody. They're going to criticize you. Because it doesn't sound religious enough. I mean, pray in tongues and shut off my head and call things that be not as though they were. That's a trick, brother. Call things that be not as though they were. It's a technique. It's a trick. It's the way God does stuff. And this is what you have the capacity to do. The problem is we've been doing it the wrong way all the time. We're wondering why we don't get the result. Well, Let's do it God's way. Whether anybody likes it or not, we're going to get the result. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me go on here. We must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. Now, first, you got to get your head around what kind of rewarder is God. And this is where people derail. They don't think God wants to do anything for them. But I think we're coming to a place where we understand God's not holding anything back from us. He wants us to walk in everything he has. Everything. Right? So we have a good understanding of God being a rewarder of us. We understand what the reward is. Right there will be a whole nother sermon series, but you know, like I said, we're up the page on this. We understand that God wants everything great and good for you. All good things come down from the Father of lights. Except for the bad things that come down. No, nothing bad comes down. He's got everything good for you. Far exceeding beyond all you can ask or think. Why does he say beyond what you can ask or think? Because it's spiritual. All right? So we have to know that he's God. We have to believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of who? Of us that diligently seek him. Like I said, if he didn't put that in there, we would have been okay. This message would be over and we could leave now. But now we got it. We have to diligently do something. Seek him. Diligently seek him. Who? Him who? Him who rewards you? Him that is. That's our job. All of a sudden we've got work to do. Y'all still here? Okay, go over to chapter 4 and verse 11. We want to know how to do this, and we're going to pay the price to do it, and we're going to walk as supernatural people in the kingdom of God here and now, manifesting all over us, all around us, in every area of our life. I hope you're ready. Glory be to God forever. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Let us, who's the Bible talking to? Us. Let us labor to enter into rest. Before he's talking about they didn't enter in because of unbelief. Talking about the children of Israel, they didn't get to go to the promised land. They walked up to the river, they could look at it, they couldn't go in. That's a bummer. Take the kids to Disney World and point out all the rides, give them a couple binoculars so they can look in there and see. Look, there's Mickey waving at you. But you can't go in. Fact. We're going to march around here outside the gate for 40 years until you die. How about that? That's what unbelief will get you. Do you want unbelief? Are we here to learn how to unbelieve God? We are here to learn how to believe God. Whether it be for healing, whether it be for prosperity, this is why faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Your faith will bring into reality anything that God has for you. Where's faith come from, though? Comes from hearing, but it also comes from where? Your mind? It comes from your spirit, man. Hallelujah. It grows out of your spirit. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Did I read that yet? Yes, I did. Labor to enter into that rest. What was the rest? Well, if you read the verse before it, he that has entered into his rest has also ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of what? Unbelief. He's saying you have to labor or you will fall after an example of unbelief. Why are people failing? Because they're falling and failing because of unbelief. He tells you right here why. They're not diligently seeking. They're not laboring to enter. And there's a work. There's a work to faith. We are word workers. Glory be to God. Go with me to John 6:29. John chapter 6 and verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. What must we do that we may do the works of God? That's what they asked him. Jesus, what is it that we must do that we may do the works of God? Jesus said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. So now he's telling them what the work is. We just said you have to labor to enter into the rest, which is not unbelief. So it obviously has to be belief. We have to labor to get into belief. Does that make sense? You work to get faith. You work to get the belief in you. And then he says, this is the work of God, that you believe. So there's work to be done. There's spiritual work to be done. You mean we've got to work with our spirit? Absolutely. Not with your mind, not with your body. If you can do this spiritual work, nothing will be impossible to you. And it's not difficult, and it is within your capacity to do it. It just doesn't make sense to your head. I'm telling you, it won't make sense to your head when you're healed the first time. You still don't understand why. It doesn't make sense. All I did was confess the word, and then at one point I believed it, and then the manifestation took place, and my head still doesn't understand. Your head's still trying to talk you out of it. Same thing happens when you give something. You know, God told you to give it, and then a manifestation comes by, and you go, your head's trying to say, okay, now I gave, and God told me to give, so I got the... It still doesn't understand. It's not in the realm of the mind. It's spiritual. Faith is a spiritual substance. The Bible calls it a substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Well, you got to work for the substance. You want the substance? I'll show you how to work for it. Well, you got to work for it? Yes. But it's something you can do. It is within your capacity. Like you'd send your kid out to mow the lawn. If it's within their capacity, they have the tools there. They have the gas. They got the lawnmower. They want the $10. You show them how to get the $10, right? It's not difficult. It's within your capacity to do it. In the spirit realm, it's the exercise of your faith. It's getting faith to come. Faith is the substance. We know that believing him that believes, all things are possible to him. You're designed to believe. This is right up your alley. This is exactly what you're created to do. Believe God for all things. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. Who is him who he sent? Was that English? I don't even know what that was. Who is he? Jesus. Who is Jesus? He's the Word. And maybe later on I'll take you to all these scriptures that says, you don't even believe the works I do, believe the words I said. Why? Because people, they look there, the Pharisees, I remember reading this today, I'm looking up all these things. The Pharisees are standing there, give us a sign. Just give us some sign to tell us that you're the Christ. Right now, perform it so I can look at you. How many signs was he doing? He was a sign. Wonder. He did everything, and they're still like, well, show us one more. Why? Because they're trying to figure it out in their head. And they didn't hear the words, which caused faith to come. So what's the work of God for you? I wish you didn't have any work, but yes, you have to believe. You have to believe him. Who? Him who? He's the Word. You believe the Word. Well, I don't know if I can. You're right, you can't in your head. But I guarantee you, and I'm telling you this, and if you get this, you'll get it. Your spirit man hears the words of God. Your spirit man is designed to hear the Word of God. You have ears to hear. His sheep hear my voice. He said it. Otherwise, he's a liar, and he's not a liar. We know that. You hear the words of God. Your mind still is wrestling with it. How could that be? But your spirit man knows. And just like me, when I'm pointing at those tapes, just doing what I believe from my heart, was going to come to pass. I just did it, regardless of what my head said. Where was I acting from? I was acting out of my spirit man. This is huge, and it's key. Because faith is spiritual, it's not mental. That's how come we can believe these things and not have any idea how it can come to pass. I'm telling you, it works. It works. And if you'll do this, I'll give you another trick. You got something you're believing for. I just did this a couple weeks ago. If you've got something you're believing for, and you don't know how to get it, write it down on a piece of paper. And then get some scriptures that tell you, just that, like this stuff, whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you shall receive. If it's healing, get some healing verses. If it's a prosperity verse, my God supplies all my need. Well, that's a need. Well, he's going to supply it. And just say those things for a period of time. What do you mean just say them? Just say them. What if I don't believe them? I don't care. Your head's not, like I said, your head is not going to believe it, but your spirit man does. Every time you say it, the Bible says faith comes. So just say it and know that your spirit man believes it. Say it again and know that your spirit man believes it. Say it again and know that your spirit man believes it. And after a while, it'll just thunk down on the inside of you and you won't have to say it anymore. And then it comes to pass. And what is your head doing again? Well, how'd that happen? I still don't. Did you know something about it? Did somebody call you up in a, you know? Your head is always going to have a problem with this until we're, you know, renewed. It's just like your body is still subject. It's a mortal body until it is transformed in the twinkling of an eye. So your mind is still subject to having to cast down doubts and reasons and all this stuff. So just get used to it. Your body is still subject to pain. Let me come up and pinch you. You'd be like, ow, stop pinching me. Well, it's subject to that, okay? Subject to the pastor pinching you? Yes. But it doesn't mean we can't believe God for what he said in his word. But the faith is not going to come from your flesh. It comes from your spirit to your flesh. It comes from your spirit to your mind. We've been messed up from Adam in the garden. He in the garden used to walk with his spirit man in full domination of his mind and his body. And then when he sinned, his spirit man died. Dying he shall die. It's a continuous sense. His spirit man died, and what came as authority now? His mind, and he feared. It's the first thing that happened. He was afraid. And then he tried to figure stuff out. Well, I got to cover myself up. Here's a fig leaf. I'll tell you how smart he was right away. Goodness. But that's where we come into the picture. We've been walking with our heads in domination over ourselves all of our lives. And now we have to renew our mind. We have to figure out how to get the spirit man to be the one leading us anymore. The spirit man is the one where you can believe and speak and say something and believe it comes to pass. Your mind doesn't do it. It's not supposed to. It's like paying for something at the store with spaghetti. They don't take spaghetti at the store. You're not using the right thing. You want to go buy something? Here's my groceries. Well, here, I got 40 sticks of spaghetti. They'd be like, buddy, that's weird. You're not using the right thing, okay? So as we can learn to operate, it sounds weird, and I understand it sounds weird, but it does sound weird if you hear what we're saying. If you can operate by faith out of your spirit man, because that's where you believe God from, you can have what you pray. You can have what you say. You can have what you give. You can believe that that's where you believe from. Spirit man. And then your natural man, whatever. Then you can have faith and patience. Then you have to make your mind and your body to be patient. It's coming to pass. Well, I don't see it. It's coming to pass. And you cast down imaginations and reasonings that say it isn't. Figure it out. Your mind does not know as much as your inner man knows. And if he's sticking on the word, he's got the answer. And your head's just in wonderment. So this is the work. What kind of work is it? It's spiritual work. He called it labor. As in labor, you know? As in work. You know what work is. I once had a job. No. I know what work is. I've worked jobs where you have to work. And we all know what work is, right? It was the first thing. It was the first four-letter word, by the way, to Adam. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to work. And he's like, oh, God just swore at me. Because how did he work before? I'm telling you, this is the way he worked before. He believed what he said would come to pass, just like God. He was created in God's image, was he not? He believed what he said came to pass, and it just happened. He ruled and reigned. And when his spirit man died, he was left with his brain, his mind, and his physical body. Now you're going to have to work with the sweat of your brow. And it was a curse, Patrick. This is not a curse. Have you ever heard? This is the good news. This is the blessing. This is the gospel of Christ. We're going back to the garden. We're learning how to operate from our spirit man and believe that all the things God's given to us are ours and come to pass. Hallelujah. And nothing is impossible to you. What about Adam? It's the same realm he walked in. Nothing was impossible to him. He ride the camels and the gazelles and did whatever he wanted to do. The lions. Glory be to God. Okay. Jesus is Lord. This is the work. It is spiritual work. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I know we've all heard that. It's a huge scripture. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. We said that it's labor. We said that it's a spiritual work. Well, what are we hearing with? We're hearing with our spiritual ears. What are we hearing and hearing? We need to be hearing and hearing the word. Do you know, sometimes it's hard to just hear the word. You might have to hang up the phone on somebody. They're talking unbelief. I'm not listening to it. Well, how much do you want? Right? Well, I don't believe that could happen. And blah, blah. Sorry. I've got work to do. I can't talk now. I got work to do, and it's not listening to you and your unbelief. Amen. It's spiritual work, spiritual labor. Why did he say it's labor? And I'm going to show you. This gets down to brass tacks once again. It gets down to the fundamentals of not doing something and doing something else. What if you're supposed to go to work and you were out playing golf? How long is that job going to last? Not too long. That's right. Your boss is going to say, well, I think I'm going to find somebody else to replace you because you're not at work and you're out playing golf. So if you're doing the work, diligently seeking, you get the reward, which is supernatural and all things are possible to you. And this is where it comes down. How much do we want? How much do you want? Well, there's a red light bargain today. No more work. Nope. That's not the truth. This is the truth. This is the work that you believe on him. Who? The word whom God sent. It's a labor to enter in. Faith comes by you doing something, hearing and hearing. But it's all within your capacity to do this. You're designed for it. You just have to make yourself do it. Make yourself say your confessions every day. Make yourself pray in tongues an hour a day or more. Make yourself read the Bible. Make yourself listen to preachers that preach the right thing and not, you know, unbelief. Make yourself Turn off the TV. If they're saying the wrong things, the stupid programs, that sounds like work. It is work. I would like to say that there's no work involved here, but I can't, because he said it's labor. That's what the word means. It means it's work to get back. Now, if our salvation just came when we got saved, I make Jesus Lord, and then whew, we're back in the garden, that would have been great. Why did God do that? I don't know, but you know, but he didn't. He made the new man new. And now he gives us work to do, and it's the same kind of work. It's spiritual. And you can do it 24 hours a day. You know, your spirit man never sleeps. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't wear out. Phew, I've listened to the word. I got to take a nap. No, not your spirit man. He's supernatural. He's Superman. He's Superwoman. He flies around. And remember Superwoman? She had that, like, clear airplane. You couldn't see it. She bump into it every once in a while. Who was that? Superwoman? Who was that? Wonder Woman. Yeah. Glory be to God, Wonder Woman. You're Wonder Woman. Signs in Wonder Woman. Superman. I'm telling you, all things are possible to you. The disciples had to have thought Jesus was Superman. The guy walks on water, walks through walls. Come on. Raises the dead. He speaks to trees and they die. He says, peace be still. It said they were freaked out. If that's the new Andrew translation, they were freaked out. He stood up on the bow of the ship and said, peace be still. Turned around to them and they're like, what manner of man is this? That's you. That is you. And there's nothing impossible to you. You're going to change to this degree because that's what you're designed for. And greater. Greater? Greater than walking on water. Greater than calming the winds and the wave. Greater than walking through walls. Greater than raising the dead. Hey, I didn't write this stuff. I have to believe it myself. And it's work. It's labor. And it's within your capacity to do it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. And like I said, there's nothing impossible to the man, woman, or child who hears from God. Because that word from God has the faith within it to produce what it said. And it won't return void. That's why just quoting God's word is so huge. When you say, my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory, that's a big mouthful. But your spirit man goes, yep, that's right. Your head goes, huh? How's that going to work? But within that word is the ability, just like a seed. Jesus said the kingdom like a seed. Within that seed is the ability to make the tree that it came from come to pass. Same, every word from God is the same. Healing verses the same. By his stripes I'm healed. I don't feel healed. I don't think I'm healed. I don't look healed. That's your head. And your body's going, ow. But your spirit man said, that's right. I believe it. And you say it again, and you say it again, by his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. Every time you say it, faith comes. The work is, you don't want to do it. You don't want to say it. Your mind is tired of saying it, and your tongue is tired of saying it. But eventually, if you'll do the work, you will have the manifestation. It works. We know it works. We've seen it work. We just need to continue to do this and grow in it to supernatural proportions. It's like, you know, these supernatural guys when they're this is ridiculous. I saw one cartoon where they were like babies. You know, the two superheroes got together and they had a baby. And then the superhero kid was like, you know, they didn't know what the gifts were. They knew at some point we're going to figure this out. He's like Rubber Boy or something. We don't know what it was. You know? It takes a while to figure out how to operate this way. But when you do, you never go back. Once you learn, you can burn someone with your supervision. Well, you got that one down. Don't mess with me. I got super burn vision power. It's the same way. You're supernatural. People were supernatural. How are our needs supplied?
By my ability and my smarts.
No. What are you laughing at? No. How are our needs met? According to his riches in glory. That's supernatural. We work supernatural. We do spiritual labor. We do spiritual work, and the world doesn't understand it. They never will. Your head doesn't understand it. But this is what we do. We're supernatural. We do everything supernatural. We believe God for healing supernaturally. All things are possible to us. Because we're believers and we're designed for it. You guys getting anything out of this? Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. Romans 10:10. Let's go back a little bit. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto." You want to know where your supernatural powers are, brother? He just showed you right there. With your spirit man, you believe something, and with your mouth, you say something. So you'd be like super tongue or something. Wonder tongue. Hallelujah. Where do you believe, though? The scripture points it out plainly. With the heart, man believes. What part of man is the heart? Is that the body? Is that the mind? That's the spirit man. And when people try to believe with their mind, "I'm trying to believe, brother. I'm trying to believe. I'm trying to believe." Well, stop trying. Knock it off. I've told people this before. Just stop it. You're using the wrong thing. You're using your mind to try to believe, and it does not work. I'm trying to smell the cracker with my ear. Stop it. You're just being stupid. Taste the cracker with your tongue. Right? People that are trying to believe with their head, they're using the wrong thing. With the heart, man believes. I believe it. I believe it. Your heart believes it. He hears the word and he believes it. You've got to understand it. We take that step by faith. Just take it by faith that your spirit man believes it. I believe it. It's in the word. I believe it. I'm designed to believe it. I'm a believer. That's my supernatural ability, is to believe. And then confession is made unto. That's your supernatural power there, people. You believe it in your heart. What? The word of God. You confess it with your mouth unto salvation, unto the manifestation of it. And the word salvation, sozo. And it comes to pass. It means healing, wellness, well-being, doing well. Want your business to do well? I believe it in my heart that God has blessed me in my business. And I'm speaking it out my mouth. My business is doing well. Supernaturally, something takes place. How do you know that? Because that's what the word says. Confession is made unto. How did Jesus kill the fig tree? How did he kill it? Axe? I could have cut it down with an axe. "Jesus, I got that. Don't worry about it." Chop, chop, chop. Didn't have to. His words. How did Jesus work? "Stand upright on your feet. Peace, be still." And then he said, "If you say to the mountain, be removed." This is your supernatural ability. I'm pointing it out to you. You've come to your supernatural workshop. I'm going to show you your supernatural powers. Here, you ready? Concentrate. It's supernatural. Your words come. What are your words? What were Jesus' words? He said, "My words are spirit and life." Are you any different? No, you're born of God. He's the firstborn among many brethren. This is the way you operate, just like him. You believe and you speak. Well, do we have any scripture that says we should believe and speak and act like God? Yes, we do. Glory be to God. Go two verses ahead there, Liv. Go to Mark 11:23. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Are you ready to learn how to believe God? I mean, this, like I said, it doesn't make sense to your head, but this is the way we do things. This is our supernatural ability. This is the way God said it in his word. Actually, go back one. I want to read that real quick. I'll just read it right from there so you don't have to turn there. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. This is God's plan for you. This is your supernatural ability. This is how you perform in the earth. The wonders to perform. You believe and you speak. You believe and you speak. I believe in my heart that by his stripes I was healed. So what's my job now? I believe it because he said it, and I'm a believer. And that's where I believe is from my spirit, man. Whether my mind thinks I believe it or not is irrelevant. Can't believe anything with your mind, but I believe it with my heart. So now what's my job? To speak it. So I've believed, so I speak. We also believe, therefore we speak it. So what do I say? Sickness, get out of my body. Body, by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. And what also is happening every time I say it? Faith comes even more. It's like a dynamo. Dunamis is the power that Jesus said you would have. Dynamite. You're a supernatural being with dynamite power. But it comes from the Spirit, and it comes out your mouth. Hallelujah. Watch out. Jesus is Lord. Okay, go to Mark 11:23. For verily I say, and I'll read 22. Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Another translation says, have the faith of God, or have the God kind of faith. He's telling them right then, this is the way God does it. You do it this way. Have God's faith. Do it God's way. Grow up and act like your dad. Hallelujah. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Now wait a minute here. Say to a mountain, Jesus must be talking about something else. That sounds supernatural to me. But he just did something supernatural. Was the tree any less real than a mountain? A tree was growing on the mountain, so he was taking it to another level. He's saying, I could have spoke to the mountain, but it didn't bother me. But the mountain was listening at that point. He's like, ooh. The tree was no less real than the mountain. He's telling these people to do something, what? Supernatural. He said that you could say to a mountain, correct me if I'm wrong here. He said, Patrick, you could say to a mountain, be picked up, plucked up, and thrown into the sea, and it would obey you. Is that supernatural ability? Are all things possible to him that believes? Do you have the capacity to walk like this and do this? You're designed for it. Verily I say unto you, truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. And what? Shall not doubt in his mind. Shall not doubt in his body. Body doesn't believe anything until you slap it. It goes, ow. Where don't you have to doubt when you're saying something? Remember, we have the same spirit of faith. We believe, we say. We believe, we say. We believe in our heart, confession is made unto. He said you had to believe it where? In your spirit, man, in your heart. And then you say something. It's your supernatural power. I'm telling you, people, you get used to this. You get used to operating this way. Watch out. There is nothing impossible to you. You walk around saying, money cometh. Houses sell. Or whatever business you're in. Picking up the dirt. Saying, come to me in Jesus' name. Where are you speaking from? Your mind? Your mind doesn't know why you're doing that anyway. It's going to criticize you the whole time. Start laying hands on houses and tell them to be sold or something. Right? But you're just beginning. We're just touching the edge of this. This is either true or it isn't. And if we can learn this and learn how to operate this way, well, forget about sickness. That's just ridiculous at this point. We're talking about walking on water here. Yeah. Or plucking up mountains. Start your own excavation company. Yeah. Mountain movers. Glory be to God. Where's your equipment? It's in my mouth. Hallelujah. Who did the super guys, superhuman, whatever they, superheroes, who do they call? Nobody else. They see the sign in the sky. It's my job. Here I go. They take off in their Batmobile or whatever it is, and they do their thing. And they come home and eat dinner. You should get like a super outfit. Faith girl. Yeah, no leotards, please. Hallelujah. Faith man. Faith woman. There we go. Jane, you'll show up at one of these sales, you know, housing closures, in your super faith woman outfit. Glory be to God. Or whatever you do. Whatever you do. I'm not limiting you to doing just that. This is supernatural, and it is not dependent on what we do. Do you understand? That's not the area these things have to come to us from. They don't come that way. They don't come through your job. They come supernaturally from the kingdom of heaven. Otherwise, we'd have to go to the hospital to get our healing. You understand? Where's your healing come from? It's supernaturally supplied to you from some other place than right here. Comes from the glory realm. How do we function in that realm? By faith. With our words, it's the way God did everything. What? We can't change the pattern. It would really behoove us to just get in line with the way he does things. God said, and it was. God said. You know, it dawned on me just a couple years ago. Because I was always trying to figure out the action. You know, faith without works is dead. You always got to have some kind of action. And I realized that overwhelmingly, in the context and body of Scripture, the only action that was required was speaking. And speaking is the number one way that you release faith into the earth. It's the way God did everything. And Jesus said, have the faith of God, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say, or what is saying? It's speaking words, right? Whosoever shall speak words shall not doubt. Where? In his heart. But shall believe that those things which he said will come to pass. He will have whatever he said. This is the way it works. This is the way your supernatural abilities function. This is how you believe God. You believe what you say will come to pass. Where? In your mind? No, forget. You know, like I said, eventually I think your mind will catch up and go, well, it worked last time. Maybe we'll work it this time. And it's still just wondering about it. that your inner man knows. And meditate on this verse. This should be one of those that you meditate on all the time because Jesus said it. Is it in red in your Bible? Jesus said this. If you, whosoever, kids can do this. Practice on things. My goodness. You lose something in the house? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Talk to it. Why don't you use your superhuman abilities? Instead of going around frantically. Talk to it. You mean talk to an inanimate object? Yeah, that's what Jesus said to do. Lost thing, show up in Jesus' name. I'm going to use my superhuman abilities. I want to advertise in the paper saying, people show up in Jesus' name. Sales show up. Money come here. Fill my account in Jesus' name. Believe it in your heart. You have what you say. And when do you believe? When you stand praying, believe. That's what he said. I'll read that. Hang on here. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, or when you say, believe that you have what you said, and you will have it. This is where we get to grow. This is where our faith begins to grow. This is how we're going to learn to act and operate in the natural, and people won't understand it. They'll criticize you. Why aren't you all worried about the situation? Because I have what I say, and I doubt not in my heart, but I believe what I say comes to pass. Therefore, I have whatever I say. I don't have what it looks like. I have what I say, have, present tense, and I call things to be not as though they were. I believe God. And I've got supernatural faith. I'm a superhuman being in Jesus' name. This is the way it is. We're supernatural people. We've been poor mouth for so long, beat up and pressed down with this religious garbage no more. We're going to start wearing our superhuman outfits. Glory be to God. Right? Well, are we believing just for things we can do on our own?
No.
Let's pool our money together. Maybe we can buy some condos.
Please. And this is where it gets, your stuff gets ridiculous when you start to look at it this way. God's wealth is extreme. It's beyond this world. He says he owns everything in the world, but what about heaven? And we get everything. That's where we get it. Our riches are met from his riches in glory. He didn't even say on the earth, Patrick.
Our heads got to think of it that way. Well, he can't. He's got to somehow make it on earth. No, he doesn't. Where'd that oil come from? For that lady who had to pay off her creditors. They were coming the next day to take her sons and the house the next day. Where'd the oil come from? It didn't come from the neighbors. Well, that's the trick, see? She borrowed oil jars from her neighbors. Yeah, I figured it out with my head. That's what your head wants to do, and you can listen to the stories. People got every single miracle in the book. They'll figure out some way that naturally this occurred. No, that oil multiplied supernaturally. Why? Because that woman's needs were met supernaturally from God's riches in glory, just like yours are to be. You're supernatural. You're no longer bound to this realm of natural thinking, and only if you get over into what I'm talking about, believing God. Got to believe God with your spirit, man. And your spirit, man, come on. You can shoot bullets through your spirit, man. Can't you? It was just your body has a problem with it. But your spirit, man, it's like, shoot away, buddy. I don't have a problem with that. Jesus' spirit man did not have a problem walking on the water, and at some point his body came in subjection to his spirit, and his mind was subdued to the place where water didn't bother him. That's you. I'm going for a walk down to the beach. I think I'll walk out to one of those islands. You know, it's about 2 miles out. I'll be back in a few minutes. Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
sounds ludicrous to your head. But your spirit man, I'm telling you, your spirit man right now is sitting here going, yeah, yeah. When he hears the word of God, Jesus, did Jesus not say this? That my sheep hear my voice. What does his voice always say? The word of God. Your spirit man hears the word of God. And what comes with it? Faith. You believe with your spirit man. You just got to learn how to say it out your mouth and shut that head off. All right? I got a lot more to go here, but I think we'll end it there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Whosoever shall say, doubt not in his heart, believe what he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Sounds like a faith preacher, doesn't it? This is the way it is. This is the supernatural way we do business. It doesn't mean we don't do other things. It doesn't mean you don't take your medicine out, you know. But it means if you're operating this way, it supersedes all of those other laws. It supersedes it. And eventually you won't have to take your medicine. Eventually this supersedes it. Do you see that tonight? How this is the way over and over that we're supposed to operate. This is our supernatural ability to function. It's how Jesus functioned. It's how God functions. You're no different. This is how you do it. You believe in your heart. You speak with your mouth. And it comes to pass. How? We're going to learn how to function and flow in this until we are the supernatural people that God designed us to be. In the earth, the kingdom of God, living in the kingdom of God, now, here, on this earth, glory be to God forever. All right, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you for your holy written word. We receive your word. We receive your word into our spirit, man, and we believe it. I ask you to continue to speak to us, cause faith to come. And teach us how to walk as supernatural people every day, all day, in every place that we go and everywhere we go, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Holy Ghost, you're the teacher and the counselor. You show us how to live like this. We worship you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
When shall we go? I want to know the Lord, then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him.
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.